Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman, Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. We bring in from Forbes.com. He's covered the Packers. What now? Rob Reichel joins us. The Packers are around for 101 years, so is this your 80th season covering the Packers?
Some days it feels that way, Bart. And you'll know what it feels like to get old in a hurry now that you got a little one that's going to be running around your house in no time, Bart. Yeah, that'll age you, too, almost as much as watching bad football the last couple of years. But I think 01 was my first year, Bart. So what are we at, 19 now? 19 seasons. So, yeah, we're getting there quick.
Oh, one.
Not really yet of a Bob McGinn or a Cliff Crystal or those kind of people, but I'm getting old.
Oh, one. I thought it was well before that, man. You were covering Badger football before that, weren't you?
Yeah, that was most of the 90s, Chuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, I'm fighting Father Time like Tremont Williams, I guess.
And always a fun fact, Rob Reichel was the first guest we had on the Chuck and Winkler show. So it's always nice to welcome Rob back in, covering the Packers now with Forbes.com. Gary Ellerson of our big show, who you know quite well, says, didn't see anything different with Aaron Rodgers on Thursday night. Did you, Rob, from a year ago?
No, not a thing. Gary's dead on, Bart. And that's why I did really want to see him a few series in the preseason where maybe he and LaFleur could have ironed these kinks out. And maybe they won't at all, Bart. I mean, the big thing to me that was telling again was the 5 sacks, holding onto the ball too long, turning down open throws in the flat and quick short crosses and things like that, taking the simple, say, 5, 6, 7 yard play, which was there for him a number of times. I mean, I've rewatched that game a couple of times, and I was amazed at how many times he turned that down looking for the big play. He holds the ball then too long, it winds up in a sack, or he's throwing off his back foot still way too often. Bar, his mechanics are really out of sorts. I think he's not stepping into throws the way he certainly did when he was a younger quarterback. Again, I don't know if that's the fact. He'll turn 36 in December, and he just doesn't want to get hit the way he didn't mind getting hit when he was in his mid-20s or something like that. But he's certainly not stepping into throws. His mechanics are bad. He's throwing off his back foot. And, I mean, there were certainly opportunities, guys, in that game for Green Bay to get, you know, to score a lot more than 10 points. Again, it's a terrific defense. You know, maybe 20 is the max they could have got. And I guess you give the guy a little bit of credit for not making the big mistake along the way. He realized they were good enough on defense that night to probably win the football game. But he doesn't look anything, guys, like the MVP quarterback that we all saw in the earlier part of this decade when he was winning Super Bowls and MVPs.
Could it be similar to what Brett Favre was like when McCarthy took over in 2006 and they went to a different style of offense and Favre was tamed down a little bit and Favre had some pretty good years, actually. Could they be doing that more with trying to insert the running game a little bit more? Not an old-school running game like the Vikings are doing, but you know, maybe an updated version of it and helping Rodgers in that area?
Yeah, specifically to the quarterback. You know, there, I've written that a few different times, Chuck. I think the parallels are really interesting there. Similar stages of their careers when Rodgers now gets LaFleur, when Favre got McCarthy, and it really did wind up working with Favre and McCarthy there in 06 and 07. If you remember that 4-12 season in 05, Favre had 18 touchdowns and 29 interceptions, guys. And McCarthy got him turned around. They got hot at the end of 06, won their last four to finish 500, and then they were 13-3. In the top seed in 07 before, you know, everybody remembers the interception in the Giants game. But Favre was second that year in the MVP balloting again and really did resurrect his career. Because I think once Lundgren left and Favre was kind of given the keys to the kingdom and given carte blanche, he took full advantage and then some of guys like Rhodes and Sherman. And he took liberties that other guys didn't have. And much like Rodgers now, I think he felt it was fine to play outside the framework of the offense that was being directed to him by certain coaches. Well, McCarthy was a strong personality. We all know that. And he kind of reeled Favre in and got him back, in line playing the kind of offense that the head coach wanted. That's going to be the great challenge here for LaFleur because Rodgers didn't play LaFleur's offense. together. That's one of the great mysteries still of 2019.
And plus, they're playing a hell of a defensive front with the Bears, and they're doing the same this week with the Vikings. So it's not going to be easy sledding against that defense. I mean, they got to play some solid, solid defenses this year if you look at their schedule.
Yeah, Denver in week three obviously has terrific pass rushers there. Philly in week four. Mm-hmm. They didn't play very well last week against Washington, but on paper at least that's a high-level defense. They'll go to Dallas early. And that's really why, Chuck, LaFleur wholeheartedly believes in this Rams-Falcons type of offense that he's brought now, the Shanahan kind of offense, the McVay offense that he brought into Green Bay here. He's never going to fully know, though, if Rodgers doesn't totally buy in and if Rodgers takes a lot of liberties and if Rodgers doesn't do exactly what the head coach wants. I mean, Rodgers has already been given a little more freedom than I think any of us thought he would get when it comes to, play calling and audibles at the line of scrimmage. Now the head coach just needs him to play the way the coach is designing this offense, to take the safe, simple stuff when it's there. Everything doesn't have to be chunk plays downfield. And even Chuck, if you go back and watch that long pass, Rodgers threw off his back foot again there. He didn't step into the throw. It probably should have been a touchdown. Yes, it was the better part of a 50-yard gain, but there was even more on that play to make. You remember the play or the throw he makes to Davis when Adams leaves the game and Davis makes a really good catch going to the ground to get it before he gets up and runs for another 10 yards. That should have been a 50-yard play. Rodgers was off on that ball. First ball of the game that he throws to Jimmy Graham could have been a pick six the other way. I mean, Rodgers just isn't doing things the way he once did, and it really is right now slowing the offense because right now he's just kind of a mid-level quarterback the way he's playing.
Talking to Rob Reichel, he's on Twitter, at Rob Reichel, covering the Packers this year, Forbes.com, Conley Media. We'll look at the defense for a second because the defense obviously was a story coming out of Thursday, how good they looked against sure Mitch Trubisky, but they were able to really be one step ahead, Mike Pettine was, over Matt Nagy. Is this something that you think you saw enough that it's sustainable and different enough from years past? I remember a couple years ago, Packers 17-9 over the Seahawks, and we thought, oh, wow, this is going to be a great defense. It didn't turn out that way. But are there enough new pieces and enough new attitude that this can be a defense that is in the conversation with the Bears defense and with the Vikings defense?
I think so, and I kind of said that all summer. I think they hit a home run there with Za'Darius Smith, and I saw enough through the course of the summer to believe that he was on the brink of going to a Pro Bowl, and the way he played the other night, he's going to be an easy pick for the Pro Bowl. Preston on the other side had a terrific game himself. You guys saw those two almost never came off the field. Boy, what a difference from the outside linebackers of past years, right, when those guys were taking themselves, the Perrys and the Matthews of the world, taking themselves off the field every three or four plays, and then you were subbing deep into the Reggie Gilberts of the world. No, these two are horses, man. These two are studs, and I think they hit it with both of them. And really the guy who I think was as good as anybody on defense was Darnell Savage the other night. I mean, we saw his speed all through the offseason, all through the summer, guys, where he breaks on balls and just does things safeties in Green Bay haven't done since Nick Collins. I think it's too early for him to go to a Pro Bowl. He usually don't go as a rookie. But I would bet right now Savage is there by his second season. They're deep in the secondary, Bart. The guys up front do their job. Kenny Clark's as good as anybody outside of Aaron Donald at his job in football. I do think it's a top 10 defense, Bart, which is why when you spin it back to the offense, you just need them to play top 15, top 12 kind of football, and you can win 10, 11 games.
You know, when you hit it with Darnell Savage, I just think that guy is going to be the steal of the draft. They moved up to get him. And that guy is going to be someone who, we really didn't talk about much before the draft, but he is going to be a guy we're going to talk about all season long.
4.37, Chuck. I mean, his break on the ball, his speed and his instincts, when you combine them together are just off the chart. Yeah, I mean, he was the first defensive back, period, taken in the draft, safety or corner. It wasn't a great year for corners. He surprised, or Gutekunst surprised a lot of people by jumping up there and taking him where he did. But the way it's looking now, and again, we're only one game into the season, but guys, you can tell in a hurry on a practice field and places like that, just exactly what you have in a player pretty quickly. It jumps out in a hurry. He was one of those guys who jumped out already in May. missed a little time. Obviously, he was dinged, but then he had the tooth in the summer. But, boy, when he came back, he was making plays daily. And again, he was as good as anybody they put on the field on the defensive side of the ball last Thursday night. I just think he's going to totally reshape what they're able to do in that secondary.
Follow him on Twitter at Rob Reichel. Good article about Aaron Rodgers up at Forbes.com that you can see via the Twitter account. We'll retweet that one as well at 105.7 FM The Fan. I'm not just saying that. I'm hitting retweet right now. Rob, appreciate it. We will check in with you in a little bit.
Thanks, Robbie.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Rob Reichel joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank, if you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.